Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Welcome to Success Made Simple. This is your success coach, Dr. Dave Martin, and I'm so glad that you chose to join me today. I believe today's going to be a good day, and I hope you're ready. I love doing these podcasts. I hope they're helping you. I love to hear from you, by the way. Make sure you send me an email, social media, send me a direct message. I love to hear how the podcasts are helping you, how they encourage you. Maybe something you got out of today's podcast. I think that would be awesome. Also, I'm doing these podcasts from my new book, Mindset Matters. If you don't have Mindset Matters yet, of course, you can get it at davemartin.org, but you can also get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or anywhere books are sold. You can pick up a copy of Mindset Matters. I believe it'll be one of the best investments that you make. It's really, really helping a lot of people. And that's what we're going to talk about on the podcast today. Bravery. It is, you know, you've heard people say, well, that's not all it's cracked up to be. This is all it is cracked up to be. It's the second podcast in this episode or this series talking about Mindset Matters. And I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. If you want something different, you're going to have to do something different. You have to break away from conforming to just what everybody else does and really learning to pursue that vision and the passion that's on the inside of you so that you can that's going to fulfill you, that's going to make you happy, that's going to make a difference in the world because you are a difference maker. And to do this, you've got to overcome that pull from the world around you to do it my way or to do it this way. Have you ever heard of Natalie Coughlin. She swam in the Summer Olympics 2004, won two gold medals, two silver, and a bronze. She also that year broke a world record. Now, in 2008, she became the first American female athlete to win six medals in a single Olympics. But because of the wear and tear on her body through all the years of swimming and practice and all that it takes to get to the Olympics, she had to endure two shoulder surgeries right after that 2008 Olympics. Now, typically, someone in that position would you'd expect them to retire, and at best, still, if they did still compete, it'd be at a much lower level—not the Olympics. But Coughlin bravely stepped out of competitive swimming for about 18 months in order to begin to rebuild. She found a coach, Terry McKeever, who helped her get back into the elite level of swimming, usually using a pretty unusual approach. Instead of concentrating on rebuilding the strength of her upper body and her shoulders, they started to focus on her legs, using Pilates and strengthen the connection between her arms and legs through the core of her body, enhancing her physical abilities for competitive swimming. In 2012, she comes back again. She took home her 12th Olympic medal and tied the record for the most Olympic medals for a female athlete in U.S. history. Now, if you want to be different, you got to do something different. You got to think differently. She began to think differently. You got to break out of the mold. You can't just train the same way. They said, well, let's use your legs a little more, your arms a little more. Turn away from doing things the way you've always done them. Everyone else is doing them this way. You don't have to do it that way. You can break the mold. And people who excel are intentional at doing that. They decide on their destination, assess and learn what it will take to get there. And then they find the right people to begin to speak into that journey, to coach, to mentor, to train them. And then they do what's necessary to find their way. A successful person says, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get this done. And then starts the process of actually walking the walk instead of just talking the talk. You know someone that can talk a lot, talk, but they never actually walk the walk. Vision evolves, but successful people set a destination, right? They work to arrive at that destination, sacrificing time and resources along the way. They reevaluate the destination. Sometimes you got to course correct, right? Let's look at this. Now let's change courses. Sacrifice. They sacrifice more time, more resources. John Maxwell has stated that there are people who want to be where he's at. People want to be do what I'm doing. They want to be successful. They want to be an author. They want to be a renowned speaker, a coveted mentor. People want to do that, but his reaction is always the same. Are you willing to do what I've done? Don't expect to get what I've got if you haven't done what I've done. A lot of people want what you've earned, but they don't want what you've learned. And so once you got a clear vision, you got to develop a plan, begin to take steps, and prepare yourself to actively reject everything that works to hold you back. You'll be told by someone probably, you can't do it. You'll never be able to accomplish that. You'll never be able to do that. You've been told, oh, it's too much. It's too hard. It's not worth it. But I think if it is a vision and a passion within you, I mean, if it's really there, there's no possible, possibly maybe there's a higher purpose for why that's such a passion in you. So when people say, you can't do it, you can't accomplish that, maybe there's something bigger attached to it that's absolutely worth it because it's a God dream or a God vision. In fact, the more obstacles you face, the more likely you are to come up with a new way of accomplishing what you have in your heart to do. When your mind decides a destination, your mind will begin to design a map to get you there, right? So when it's really in your heart, reject the comfortable path and be courageous. An adult wants to know that his or her life is counted for something, right? That their life's made a difference. Do you want to live an extraordinary life? An extraordinary existence? You got to achieve your goals. You got to leave a mark on the world. If that's what you want to do, then you will have to do what others aren't willing to do. I've been telling my son Solomon, I want to play college football. You're going to have to do what others aren't willing to do. If you want to get there, and you got to start as early as possible. Well, I'm just a sophomore. Well, you only got 2 years left. You got to do it. You got to start before everybody else starts. If you want the rest of the world to find value in the things that you want to do, things that you want to accomplish, then you got to muster up the courage to forego just fitting in with those around you, and you got to pursue your passion. And then you'll find yourself in places that other people dared not to go. So if you want to go further, you got to do more. It is important. In my book, 12 Traits of the Greats, there's a whole chapter on courage. Because if you're going to be great, you're going to have the courage. You have to have bravery to step out and do what others are unwilling to do. And I believe that you are ready to do it. So bravery is all it's cracked up to be. It's important. You're not going to get anywhere if you're not willing to take a risk every now and then. Hey, I hope this helped you today. It all starts with your thinking, right? It all starts with what you believe is possible. Mindset matters. And if you're willing to change your thoughts, if you're willing to change your thinking, you will begin to change your world. I hope you'll pick up a copy of Mindset Matters. Make sure you share this podcast today. Share it with someone else. Tell other people, sign up. You got to subscribe, hit that button so that every time a new podcast comes out, you're right there to receive it. I hope today encouraged you. I hope it helped you. And I can't wait to see you next time right here on Success Made Simple.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also follow Dave on social media @DrDaveMartin.